reaction to being named a captain?
I mean, it was cool. Like I said, I've always felt like I was a captain. It's just official now. I mean, it's a great honor. You know, it's voted on by your teammates, the guys that you spend, you know, all your time with each and every day. So it's an incredible feeling.
What was your campaign slogan,
Bob? I didn't have one. I didn't even vote for myself. I just came in, just tried to be the same Von that I've always been, and, you know, it opened up for me. I was talking about, like, looks. I wasn't talking about, like, you know, Peyton Manning, like, you know, don't nobody move like that. I wasn't talking about, like, that, you know. But as far as, like, their vibe, you know, the energy that Peyton had, you know, that's what Trevor has. You know, you can never replicate, you know, Peyton Manning or who he was on the football field, any of that stuff, the type of leader he was. But it's kind of like a vibe that Trevor has about him that's similar to Peyton's. It's not like Peyton. Nobody can be like Peyton, but it's similar. You get that vibe when you talk to him, you know, the way he handles conversations, the way he handles people. So it's just dope. I'm happy for Trevor that he's growing and evolving.
Who's like Vaughn? Who should we compare
it
to?
Let me see. I don't know. Probably Shane, you know. He's the most playful. I don't know yet. I mean, I'm still here. You can't, like, I'm still here. I don't know. I don't know who's like me right now.
You've had enough games against Philip now. What makes him a little unique compared to the others?
That he's been able to be successful without some of the talent that some of these other quarterbacks have had, without the type of teams and without the type of defense that other quarterbacks have had. This is probably the most talented Chargers team that I play against. The defense is a whole lot better. The offense is a whole lot better. Revamped offensive line. Two great running backs. You know, the tight end Henry's coming along. Antonio Gates has always been good. I mean, you got a healthy Keenan Allen back. And it just seems like on film, just a new Chargers team. I guess the move from San Diego to L.A. really, you know, helped out. But they definitely look a whole lot better than what they've looked like in the past.
How excited are you? I mean, seven plays in the preseason ain't a whole lot. I'm sure you're really excited to get out there and actually play a game now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always excited to go out there and play. You know, to open up on Monday Night Football. If you're not excited for that, you know, Monday Night Football in front of the whole world against, you know, a divisional rival, you know, If you don't get excited for that, it's time for you to retire or something. You know, you got to go because this is the it don't get no better than this in the National Football League. Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, it don't get no better. Probably in the Super Bowl, that's in playoff games, that's it. But regular season, it doesn't get any better than that. So I'm super excited to go out there and play with my guys and play against a great team.
Are there certain quarterbacks you enjoy facing more than others? And it's Philip Rivers.
I mean, I like playing them all. You know, I like sacking them all. You know, I like that's my job. It's not like, you know, if I'm going against, you know what I mean, Alex Smith, I'm like, man, I wish I was playing Phillip Rivers this week. No, it's not like that. Every single game is a huge opportunity, a huge blessing. And I love going out there and playing them all. Completely the same. It doesn't matter about weather, location, any of that stuff. When the lights turn on Sundays or Mondays, I'm ready to go. I'm excited.
What kind of advantage do you guys have going up against Russell Okung, who you obviously know well?
I don't think, you know, any advantage at all. He's been great, and he looks a whole lot healthier than what he was with us. Because when he was here, he was battling injuries, and he still did a great job for us. So, you know, he looks healthy on film. You know, he looks like, you know, the early Russell Okung that was at the Seattle Seahawks that had a lot of great, you know, plays and a lot of great years with the Seattle Seahawks. So he's looking great. He was only here for a year. It's not like, you know, we played him when he was hurt, so it's not like, you know, you could get a whole lot of beads on the guy, you know. But he's a great tackle. You know, I knew he was going to, you know, land on his feet, you know, somewhere, and he happened to go to the L.A. Chargers. So he's going to be a great challenge going against on Monday night.
How important is getting off to a fast start just to kind of set the tone, not only for that game, but for the season?
I think you just said it. You got to get off on a great start to set the tone, you know, for the season. You know, I can get right. I mean, yeah. I mean, you don't want to go out there and lose the first game. You know, you want to go out there and win, you know, and set the tone, you know, for the season. You know, it's important, you know, like you said.
What do you think of Joey Bosa as a young pass rusher in this league?
He's great. He's already elite. And he's paired up with Melvin Ingram. I don't think, you know, Melvin Ingram gets enough talk. It's all Joey Bosa, all Joey Bosa, all Joey Bosa, which is rightfully so. But Melvin Ingram is big time as well. He's an elite pass rusher as well. And so is Corey Legit. So they have a stout front. It's probably the best front that they've had in a long time, like I said before. You know, Joey Bosa, he was great last year. And this year, you know, he's looking unstoppable. I think in the preseason, whether they're playing the Rams, and they had a strip sack, and, you know, Melvin Ingram takes it up and goes like 95 yards. That's scary, you know, to watch for, you know, offense. You know, they're doing that in the preseason, so you already know it's going to happen in the regular season. So they're both great. Joey Bosa's great. Melvin's great. I think they're a great tandem in the National Football League together.
Is Ingram at your pass rush summit?
No, he didn't come. I invited him, though. Melvin, I invited you. He didn't come. No, that's my boy, though. That's my guy. That's my guy. I've been knowing Melvin for a long time. We had the same agent when I came out, and my family is very cool with his family. My mom is real cool with his mom, and you know, whenever they come out here, that's my guy. He just didn't make it for some reason. I don't know what he had going on. He just didn't make it, but that's my guy though.
Don't you think Trevor will appreciate that he didn't make it at least this week?
I mean, the thing about it though, like we can have a pass rush summit, like you guys can have like a media summit, right? And Jeff, you could tell everybody what makes, you know, your stories great. And Mike, you could do the same thing. That doesn't mean that Mike could do what Jeff does. You know what I'm saying? It's just you just compare knowledge. you just compare knowledge, and you go over what makes each other great, and that's where you get the gains from. It's not, you know, if you got Khalil on the board and he's showing how he just had the sack. None of the guys in that room can just run through, you know, offensive tackle the way he does, and you know, so forth and so forth. So. You know, we're just in there sharing knowledge. Quarterbacks do it all the time, and I had the summit so we can start that type of culture as pass rushers.
It became more pronounced last year. It appeared that other teams were game planning to not let you beat them.
Yeah, I mean, in a National Football League, like you know, if a team doesn't want you to get a sack, and that's like top on the agenda, like that's their primary goal. Don't let Vaughn get a sack. Don't let them wreck the game. I mean, 90% of the time, you know, it's not going to happen. You got to find other ways, you know, to change the game. You got to find other ways to impact the game, and that's what I try to do. You know, we talked about sack numbers and all of that stuff, you know, earlier in the preseason. For me, I never really set goals like that. I just try to go out there and be a dominant football player. I try to affect the game in whatever way I can, whether that's coverage, playing the run, rushing a passer. You know, whatever chances I could get to wreck the game, that's what I'm going to try to do. And, you know, if they stop, you know, one area of the game, you got to be able to adapt and overcome and achieve in another area.
The sack on Aaron Rodgers, can you kind of walk us through that?
Yeah, I remember. I started off on the right, going against Alex Bakhtiari. You know, I try to, like, you know, switch it up. I don't always like to start the game on the, you know, I like to, you know, move around. So I started on the right side, went over to the left. I had a rush, came around. I had the edge, but the right tackle, he kind of, because when you get a sack, it's not just that play you get a sack. You really set the sack up like a couple of plays in advance. So I was rushing on the outside a couple of plays before, and he kind of like dragged me down. So I was thinking to myself, you know, when I get another opportunity, I'm going to try to, you know, bull rush. I came again, but I got a chip, so I didn't get a clean bull. Another play after that, I lined up outside and I rushed. I got the chip. I came in and I spun underneath. I was like, "Oh, it's free! Like I can spin underneath on this guy," you know, because you didn't get a lot of film. I didn't get a lot of film on. I think it was Spriggs. I didn't get a lot of film on Spriggs that week. So, spun underneath off a chip, and if you can spin off a chip, you know, if you have an open rush, you can get it. So the very next rush was like, "I'm gonna spin again." Spun again, and it was open. The center was too late. And Aaron Rodgers just gave it to me. I thought he was going to try to scramble, but he just gave it to me. Appreciate it, Aaron.
You recovered from the UCLA game?
Opened up old wounds there. No, yeah, I'm good. That's part of college. You know, we got a young team. We got a very young team. Got a lot of freshmen. We got a lot of freshmen playing. You know, we had opportunities to close out the game. And, you know, it just happens. That just happens. You know, when I was there on the sideline, it felt like – our team, it felt like the Texas A&M Aggies were so much more advanced than the UCLA game. You know, the first quarter and the second quarter, we were just killing them. So many plays, so many physical plays. I just felt it on the sideline that our team was at a whole other level. And, you know, I left. I went back to the hotel. I grabbed my stuff. By the time I got to the airport, I checked ESPN again, and we had lost. I was like, how could that happen? They didn't have, like, highlights and stuff, but, you know, get home and you go over the highlights. We could have done a better job at, you know, at managing the clock, you know, but we didn't. That's our style. We hurry up. We get the team off balance. That's our style. And then we had a chance to close it out. We missed the interception. So it was a couple of chances that we had to win that game. You know, I think the one thing that we got to do now is just get a win. That's how you recover from, you know, from stuff like that. You go get a win. Guys are talking about, you know, fire Kevin Sumlin and do all this stuff. Fire him for who? Who are we going to fire him for? Like, he's done a great job at Texas A&M. I feel like we should, you know, let him keep driving the car and he'll right the ship 100%.
What's it like having Brock Osweiler as a teammate
again? Oh, it's great. Brock, that was my guy. Like I said yesterday, I didn't really want him to leave in the first place, you know. So, you know, when he left and he went to the Houston Texans, I thought he was going to have, you know, a phenomenal career there. Him and DeAndre Hopkins just seemed so, you know, so right for me. But it didn't work out like that. He went to the Browns. He didn't work out either. So to have him back, to have his energy back, you know, we won a lot of games with Brock. You know, some of the stuff that Brock did for this team was unbelievable. And to have that energy back on the football field and back in the locker room it kind of feels like 2015, you know, and we did a lot of great stuff in 2015. So we should have a great year this year.
All right. Thanks, Vaughn.
Appreciate you guys. Yeah.